For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I co-host this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I will be with you again next Sunday interviewing William Walsh of the Walsh Research Institute regarding advanced nutritional treatments of mental disorders. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, so you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. And do visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. Both places you give the best information about your health. Now, today's subject is cure aging or die trying, and we will be talking with Dr. Bill Andrews, Ph.D., who is director of the molecular biology at Geron Corporation, where he was one of the principal discoverers of both the RNA and protein components of human telomerase, and this has to do with aging. We have finally discovered and pinpointed one of the major factors in what determines our rapid decline in life or extends it. And he was awarded second place as National Inventor of the Year in the United States in 1997 for his work. So you're going to find the discussion fascinating. This is new information, and it's Nobel Prize work. This is not light. We are going to be talking about some very interesting information. Now, it is April, and it's Autism Month. And as some of you may know, I lecture, and I have written a book on autism, and we've got another book coming out. And what I wanted to do is give some information, because autism is increasing at an exponential rate right now. For example, the CDC just came out and stated that autism is more frequent than it was in the past. When I became interested in this, there was about, I think, 1 in 600 or 700 that had autism. Decades before that, it was 1 in 10,000. And then it cascaded down to 1 in 50, 1 in 150, 1 in 140. And then it's been 1 in 110. And then in the last few years, 1 in 99. And the CDC actually studied a broader group of children. They included 8-year-olds, because if you just study children, say 2, 3, or 4, you may miss many that get diagnosed late. Autism doesn't onset so late in general. It's just that it's misdiagnosed or not diagnosed. And so the CDC says the frequency is now 1 in 88 children have autism in some form, mild to severe. New Jersey has 1 in 49, and the Autism Research Institute is the institute that gives, that I educate through. This is the largest institute for the biomedical treatments of autism. And their conference is April 26th to 27th. It's in Newark, Liberty Airport, Marriott. And this is for professionals. There are courses for professionals. There are courses for parents. This is a fabulous, fabulous course. So you can go on www.ariconference.com. ariconference.com. That's Autism Research Institute, the ARI stands for. Now, a lot of people are interested in how can we prevent autism. The frequency is frightening, and I have worked with parents for years, I would say four decades at least and have had what we call preconception nutrition. Come see me 6 months to a year before you plan on getting pregnant. We do workups on mom and dad. We treat whatever we find. And obviously the thought is if mom and dad are optimally healthy, they are going to have a better outcome with regard to getting pregnant, maintaining the pregnancy, and the long-term health of the child. So that's not terribly new in alternative medicine. It used to be you didn't start taking supplements until you were 3 months pregnant. There is a current study that's absolutely fascinating, and they looked at the differences in groups of mothers who took prenatal vitamins. And what they found is the most important time to supplement was 3 months before conceiving through the first month of pregnancy, because that preps the mother and the father. But we are dealing right now, this study was just with mothers. It preps the mother to be optimally healthy. And it was pretty significant. The mothers who had typically developing children were the ones that tended to supplement earlier and more significantly. In other words, 3 months before conception through at least the first month of pregnancy. And the mothers who supplemented the least were the most likely to have a child with autism. And that was a 4.5 increase risk. Now, they studied the genetics of the mothers and the children, and they found that when the mother had some of these genetic issues that are common in autism, and the child had a gene variant that increases autism risk, that when the mother did not take the supplements, the risk was the highest, 7.2 times risk of the mothers who had 0.62 risk, pretty much, you know, they none. So that was an interesting study. And what we now have is the ability to measure in our mothers many of these factors and change that. That's called epigenetics. We've talked about it. But I just wanted you to have this brief update on news you can use before we go on and we introduce our speaker for the rest of the show. If you've just tuned in, this is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with information on cure aging or die trying.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., I will be with you again next Sunday interviewing William Walsh of the Walsh Research Institute regarding advanced nutritional treatments of mental disorders. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows and find lots of information both at the site and in the store in Cedar Lane. Now, our guest today is Dr. Bill Andrews. He is a leading researcher in telomeres, and our subject is cure aging or die trying. And Dr. Andrews was the director of molecular biology at Garin Corporation, where he was one of the principal discoverers of both the RNA and protein components of human telomerase, the enzyme. He was awarded second place as National Inventor of the Year in 1997 for that work. So welcome to the show, Dr. Andrews.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be on the show.
Yes. Well, you have a lot of important information, and my curiosity is, when was it that telomeres were discovered? Because you're the expert on this, so give us a little bit of history, and also for our listeners, what telomeres are.
Well, telomeres were actually discovered long time ago, probably before I was born. But their significance was only recently discovered. It goes in stages. First, it was like in the mid-1970s. It was discovered that they get shorter as we age, but there really wasn't any known cause or effect. It was more likely, actually, that the shortened telomeres was a result of aging, not a cause of aging.
Okay.
But it was in the early 90s or mid-90s that we and others showed that it was actually the cause of aging.
So that was the mid-90s.
Yep.
Fascinating. And where was that work done?
That was done at Geron Corporation. The thing was is that we realized that if telomeres shortened every time cells divided, then our reproductive cells should also be having telomere shortening, and our children should be born, therefore, with shorter telomeres than we have. But we know that's not the case, because if that was happening, after several generations, there wouldn't be any chromosomes left. So we hypothesized that there had to be an enzyme in reproductive cells that prevented the telomere shortening. And so we discovered the enzyme telomerase by looking that way. And then when we showed that we put that same enzyme into other cells, it prevented telomere shortening there too.
And that it's so interesting to me, because this has been the focus of anti-aging. Can you give a little more description of where the telomeres are and how this works, just a little bit more of the science, and then we want to talk more about the application to anti-aging.
Well, telomeres are very small things found inside all of our cells. And we're, you know, we're made up of 100 trillion cells. Our bodies are made up of 100 trillion cells, and each inside of each cell, there's several telomeres. And the telomeres are found at the very tips of our chromosomes. The chromosomes are where all of our genes are found that give us our, you know, hair color, eye color, a lot of personality traits, et cetera, et cetera. But the telomeres are found at the very tips of the chromosomes, and they're made up of DNA, which is the main components of what genes are made of. It's made up of DNA, and it's they're about 15,000 bases when we're first conceived. By the time we're born, they shorten to 10,000 bases. And when they get down to 5,000 bases, we die of old age. And bases are a unit of measurement in DNA.
Well, that's fascinating. So it declines. What was the number again we're born with?
We're born with 15, or we're conceived with 15,000 bases. By the time we're born, we've gone through a lot of cell divisions. And every time a cell divides, the tips of our chromosomes, the telomeres get shorter. So by the time we're born, they are down to 10,000 bases, and then we have more cell division as we develop into an adult and get older. And when they get down to 5,000 bases, our cells lose the ability to function, and we die of old age.
Well, that's depressing. Even though we know it is the ultimate, we're not here forever. But you've got the byword here: cure aging or die trying. Give us some background on what people can do. What do we do that makes this accelerate, makes it worse, and what do we do that can reduce the telomerase activity?
Well, telomeres shorten for basically two different reasons. One of them is more of a degradation caused by poor health, poor healthy lifestyles. And so that I call accelerated telomere shortening. And there's a lot we can do about that. We can take vitamin D. We can take omega-3 fatty acids. We can take antioxidants. Those things are the main things that can actually decrease the rate of what is accelerated telomere shortening. We can also, because there's very strong evidence now showing that exercise actually will decrease that accelerated telomere shortening, to the point that there's been several studies done now showing that the more intense your endurance exercise, the more often, the longer you run, let's say, and the more frequently you run, the longer your telomeres are. Also, things that cause a lot of stress on the body, such as obesity and smoking, both of those cause accelerated telomere shortening. So losing weight and quit smoking is another way to help decrease the rate of telomere shortening, accelerated telomere shortening. And then lastly, a lot of psychological, personality type of things affect telomere shortening. Depression actually accelerates telomere shortening, and just psychological stress in general does. For instance, the studies have been done looking at the telomere length in caregivers of Alzheimer's patients. These caregivers, because of all the stress that is required in taking care of an Alzheimer's patient, these caregivers have shorter telomeres than other people their same age. And so the stress is just causing all kinds of havoc on telomeres and causing them to accelerate their shortening. Other psychological things like pessimism has been shown to decrease the rate of telomere shortening. Overall, just being happy has been shown to decrease the rate of accelerated telomere shortening. There's been studies now showing that household income, people with higher household income actually have longer telomeres. And, you know, whoever said money doesn't make you happy was wrong. it's a fact that the better you are psychologically and physically, the slower the rate of your accelerated telomere shortening. Okay, so that's actually accelerated telomere shortening. So I just listed a bunch of things you can do there. But the other type of telomere shortening I call basal level telomere shortening. And that's a kind of a shortening that occurs simply because the cells lack the ability to replicate or duplicate the very tips of the chromosomes whenever a cell divides. When a cell divides, everything inside that cell needs to be duplicated so that the two daughter cells that are made from that parent cell, two daughters, each have all the same components that the original parent cell did. And so DNA needs to be replicated or duplicated. And when that process occurs, it's a lot like laying bricks on top of a brick wall. If you're standing on top of that wall, walking backward, laying a brick each time, when you get to the end of that wall, and you come to the last brick, when you step back to place that last brick, you fall off the wall, and therefore that last brick never gets placed. And so that's exactly what happens inside of a cell. So every time the cell divides, that top layer of a brick wall or the actual chromosome actually gets a little bit shorter. And so we can use that as a so very healthy people, we can measure the length of the telomere and pretty accurately tell them how many times their cells divided, and because that's pretty constant in a lot of different tissues, that's a real accurate measurement of how old the person is. I can take a person's blood, for instance, measure the length of their telomeres, and then tell that person how old they are. More important, I can tell them how long it'll be before they die of old age. So.
Fascinating. Is that blood work available, or is that just in research?
It is available. But let me first say that up until now, there's been absolutely nothing that we can do about that basal level telomere shortening. And we'll come to how we are making certain that we can do something about it very soon. But there are several places where you can get your telomere length measured. But as it turns out, the best way to measure telomeres is actually not to measure their average length, but instead to measure the abundance of short telomeres. There's only one place in the world that does that right now. It's shown to be the most accurate, most consistent, and the thing that correlates best with aging and health. And the only place in the world that does that right now is a place called LifeLength, a company called LifeLength, LifeLength, in Madrid, Spain. But they've just opened offices in Florida, so now it's easy for people in the United States to have the abundance of short telomeres measured.
Well, it's no accident they've gone to Florida, is it? With the fact that older individuals certainly flock to Florida. So
yeah.
That's very interesting. Are there any other
Simply Google the LifeLength to find out how to get your telomeres measured through them.
Excellent. When we look at evaluating this, are there indirect measures that are available in other kinds of testing that would suggest that the telomeres are shortening too quickly?
Not really, except for just the old-fashioned basic type of things we've looked at for old health, poor health. If you're a person that's starting to look a lot older than your friends your same age, you're going to find that if you measure your telomeres, they're shorter, and you need to do something about it because that will continue. And as I was mentioning, there's a lot you can do about it with the ways of treating the accelerated telomere shortening. And in the future, near future, and a little bit right now, we have things on the market right now that do affect that basal level telomere shortening.
Well, we will talk about that in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, and this show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We are talking with Dr. Bill Andrews, PhD and a leading researcher in telomeres, and we're talking about cure aging or die trying. We'll be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and as you know, I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we are here every Sunday morning. You can tune in. Next Sunday, I will be with you again, talking with William Walsh of the Walsh Research Institute regarding advanced nutritional treatments of mental disorders. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com, so you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Now, our guest is Dr. Bill Andrews, and he's a leading researcher in telomeres, and this has to do with aging, as all of our cells have telomeres, and as they shorten, we age. And so we've been talking about the basal telomere problems that we can't help, we think we can't help, but we're going to talk about that, and the accelerated ones. And we talked about lifestyle, something you hear so often on the show, and nutrients, healthy lifestyle, keeping a healthy weight, exercising, no depression, lack of pessimism, feeling happier, lots of things that you've heard over and over, and there's a reason we hear it over and over, because it works. So, Dr. Andrews, let's talk more about addressing the basal issue on telomeres.
Okay. Well, if you were to do everything that I mentioned to reduce accelerated telomere shortening, you still would never reach 125 years old. In fact, you'd never even come close to it because of basal-level telomere shortening. This is almost just a very accurate clock, essentially, that ticks inside of us that limits our lifespan. So when our telomeres get down to 5,000 bases, we totally lose the ability, our cells lose the ability to function, and we die of old age. With the basal-level telomere shortening, we'll get our telomeres to about 5,000 bases when we're about 125 years. But anywhere close to it, so even when we're 100, we're already showing very signs of poor health. And then people who die aging a lot younger than that are mostly because of the accelerated telomere shortening. But now basal level telomere shortening, there's been absolutely nothing we can do about it. But we ended up discovering this enzyme telomerase, that human telomerase, that regulates, that lengthens telomeres, that when a telomere gets shorter, it telomerase goes and re-lengthens it. And it's only, the enzyme's only found in our reproductive cells, and it's the reason why our children are born with longer telomeres than we have. Okay, so they're born with the same length telomeres that we had when we were first born. And so you know, if telomeres shortened every time cells divided, they'd be born with shorter telomeres, but they aren't. And we wouldn't could survive as a species if their telomeres shortened. So we ended up discovering this enzyme human telomerase in reproductive cells, and we've been able to show that affects aging in all of our cells when we put that enzyme into any other cell. Well, so the question is, can we produce that enzyme in all of our cells? The gene is already there. The gene is just shut off. And so what we've been doing for the last, since early 1990s, is looking for ways of turning that gene back on. Presently, there are two natural products on the market that when you take them, it does turn on telomerase a little bit, does decrease the rate of basal level telomere shortening a little bit, and has been demonstrated to work using this technique of measuring the abundance of short telomeres through life length. So, and then there's also been lots of testimonial data, anecdotal data, showing that these are actually working. There's two natural products. One is TA65, and people can buy TA65 at www.tasciences.com. And the other one, the more recent one, is a natural product called Product B. And you can buy Product B by going to telomere, telomere.isagenix.com, and just clicking on buy now. So the Product B is marketed by a company called Isagenix. Both these things have been demonstrated to work. Isagenix also sells a lot of products. In fact, Isagenix is very focused on telomere shortening, preventing telomere shortening. They focus on, they have all the products that you need to control your accelerated telomere shortening too. So both these products exist now, and you can buy them at those websites that I just gave. Now, we have now have data for the last, let's say, 15 years. There's been a few experiments that we have done that suggest that if we can make a really strong drug that really strongly turns on telomerase, we can actually reverse aging. We can stop aging, and then we can reverse aging. We can actually, the data suggests that we can actually turn a 60-year-old back into a 24-year-old. And so the most exciting data just came in the last year, where Dr. Ron DePinel at Harvard University, and he's now the head of MD Anderson. So this is not any, this is a really good scientist. He demonstrated by using telomere lengthening technology, by turning on telomerase and lengthening the telomeres, he was able to show that he could take old mice and make them young again. Simply Google his name. It's DePinho, along with like Diane Sawyer. Diane Sawyer did a episode on him and his research. But go do a Google search on Sawyer and DePinho, and you'll see a video of her talking with him about his research, and you'll see pictures of the mice where they had gray hair, their brains got smaller. They got really old, their brains got smaller. They had gray hair, they were losing hair, and all their organs were showing signs of aging. But he turned the telomerase gene on in all their cells, and they got younger. They started running around like young mice again. Their brain sizes got bigger, which is a good suggestion that Alzheimer's disease can be reversed this is the most exciting thing in the history of aging research, as far as I'm concerned. And it shows that what we are doing is going to work to actually reverse aging in humans. We just haven't figured out how to turn the telomerase gene back on in humans yet to the high levels that he was able to do with the mice. And the way he was able to do the high levels in mice was to actually engineer the mice so that he had a way of controlling telomerase where it wasn't a natural way of controlling it, but he was able to control it. We just can't do the same experiment in humans because it's partly illegal to do an experiment like that in humans, but it could only be achieved by doing it on newborn embryos, which would be very illegal. And then those newborn embryos, when they grew up, we could have a way of controlling their telomerase and actually possibly make them immortal. But that won't work on you and me because we don't have ways of engineering our genes to do that right now.
Well, that's fascinating, and I'm sure this is new information to many of our listeners. What is it that the gene, what turns that gene off and on? Does it involve processes like methylation, sulfation? Is there some process in the body that can be supported that can affect the way that gene expresses itself?
Nobody has figured that out yet. And it's a lot of labs in the world are working on it. We worked on it for 7 straight years trying to figure out how the telomerase gene is regulated. A lot of genes are regulated by methylation. A lot of genes are regulated by repressor proteins. A lot of RNA molecules even play a role in regulation. But nobody's been able to figure out what the telomerase gene. And we think that's probably because the telomerase gene is so tightly shut off that it has more than one mechanism that the cell is using to shut it off. And so trying to identify all those methods is difficult. So we have no clue right now as to what we can do to turn that gene on and off, except that we have found these natural products, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about our work to develop even stronger stuff. We have found things that do turn it off and on. We don't know how they work, okay? But their mechanism of action, we are going to figure out in the next few years. On that note, unless you have another question, can I tell you about our very exciting research that we have going on where
Yes.
we have found synthetic chemicals that actually do a really good job of turning on this gene?
Let's talk about it, yeah.
Okay, because this is what my goal in life is. This is my cure aging or die trying stuff. It's been a dream of mine ever since I led the research that discovered human telomerase in the mid-1990s. It's been a dream of mine to find a chemical, which would be eventually a drug, that would turn on the telomerase gene. And after I said we spent 7 years trying to figure out how the gene is regulated, after that we decided let's just test different chemicals and just see if it turns on the telomerase gene inside the cells. And we developed the only assay, high-throughput screening assay in the entire world right now, that can actually detect the production of telomerase inside of human cells. And so we've been screening since about 2007. We've been screening hundreds and hundreds of thousands of chemicals looking for anything that turns on the telomerase gene. And we have found about 900 of them right now that actually work. Our first one we discovered in 2007, one of the most exciting days because a lot of people told us that this was impossible. We'd never find a drug that turned on telomerase. All these great scientists that said that, we sent the chemical to them and asked them to test it for us. And they all came back and said, "Eureka, it works." And so now when I speak at scientific conferences, I will show a list of their names of the people we sent this to, and then I click on their names and I show their data showing that we have actually found a drug that turns on telomerase. So I call those telomerase inducers. The first one wasn't that strong. It was stronger than the natural products that I talked about, but we continue to do work on those molecules. And so we were able to take the 900 and break them down into 39 different families of drugs. And we started doing medicinal chemistry on those. And we quickly took it from about a score of 5 to a score of 16. Let me explain what those scores are. There's a lot of cells, mostly cancer cells. But there's a lot of types of cells that produce telomerase already. And so we looked for what is the lowest level of telomerase found in any cell that is capable of making a human cell immortal. So which is strong enough to completely stop telomere shortening and allow the cells just to never have any telomere shortening when the cells divide, which makes them immortal. And we found that the cell line called HeLa, H-E-L-A.
Yes.
There's been a book written about that. Now,
yes, HeLa.
It's the lowest level, yeah. So you probably heard about that from some of the other talks. But we call that 100. So when we have a cell that produces as much telomerase as HeLa has, we call that 100, and that means that that's the amount of telomerase needed to make a human cell immortal. Well, we are up to 16 right now, and they're very exciting. We are still doing more medicinal chemistry. These things are not available for human use yet. It will require some medicinal chemistry, but I've got to make a pitch right now, and that's that we know exactly how to cure aging. There's not a single person in my company that will say that we have any doubts about how to cure aging. We know exactly what to do. The big obstacle that we have is the funding. We cannot continue our research unless we have funding to do the research. And that, since the economic crisis has hit, I think in 2008, that's been a big drag down on our efforts. We were making tremendous progress up until then. We got up to 16 shortly after, about 2008, 2009. But we haven't been able to do the research to take these drugs to the score of 100 or higher because of funding. So everybody, I'd like to make a pitch to everybody. Help us find funding or provide us with funding yourself. It's a lot of funding, so it's not the kind of thing where if everybody sends in a dollar, it'll work. It's we need to find the wealthy people that really are interested in curing their own aging. We need to get them to start putting money into this research because this research is real. We really have the cure for aging right at the footsteps of having a cure for aging. We just need funding. We estimate that the amount of money that we need to get to a point of having a drug that scores 100 and be having that drug in human testing is about $40 million.
So $40 million is the number. And what I'd like to do is focus. I want you to tell folks in the next segment how they can contact you and how we can get more funding. And we want to talk more about the products and what people can do to reverse aging. If you've tuned in just now with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on cure aging or die trying.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I will be with you again next Sunday interviewing William Walsh of the Walsh Research Institute regarding advanced nutritional treatments of mental disorders. Now, our guest is Dr. Bill Andrews, and we are having a very fascinating discussion. The topic is cure aging or die trying, and Dr. Andrews was the director of molecular biology at Geron Corporation, where he was one of the principal discoverers of both the RNA and protein components of human telomerase. And he was awarded second place as National Inventor of the Year in 1997 for that work. And we are discussing telomerase, finding the gene, finding out what can reduce aging, reverse aging. And that's our discussion. Let's keep going with it, Dr. Andrews.
Well, let me add that, you know, I did win this award, second place for United States Inventor of the Year. But my colleagues, Elizabeth Blackburn and Carol Greider, they won the Nobel Prize for this research just in 2010. Maybe it was 2009 or 2010. So this research, quacks and charlatans have been discrediting this whole field of anti-aging for thousands and thousands of years, ever since the time of Gilgamesh and Cleopatra and things like that. People have been saying, hey, I have a cure all that cures everything, and take this and give me some money and you'll live forever. But it's all been quackery ever for thousands of years. And finally, anti-aging has reached the realm of real science, and we are actually doing real science. We're making presentations at scientifically peer-reviewed conferences and publishing in scientifically peer-reviewed journals. So we're really, really on the verge of really coming up with the aging through really good cure for aging through really good science now. There's other things that are going on to try to cure aging too, that I put in the realm of good science, but none of them solve this telomere shortening problem. No matter what else we do, we still are going to have our telomere shortening, so we have to solve this problem. Nobody knows how long we will live if we actually solve the telomere shortening problem. Estimates have been made of 150, 250. Some people are saying that we might become completely immortal and live thousands of years by just solving the telomere shortening problem. But I look at it as, because of my mission of cure aging or die trying, if it can give me another 20 years, that gives me another 20 years to figure out how to solve the next problem, next factor that causes aging. But I think of it like our cells have multiple sticks of dynamite, and each stick of dynamite is a cause of aging. And the question is, what is the stick of dynamite with the shortest fuse? Because that's really the only one that matters. The other ones can keep, if the first one goes out, burns out and the dynamite blows up, we're dead. It doesn't matter if the other ones are still burning. But we strongly believe now that the stick of dynamite with the shortest fuse in humans is telomere shortening. And other things like oxidative stress and mitochondrial dysfunction, humans aren't that sensitive to it, where animals like mice are. Mice seem to die of aging. Their aging process is mostly mitochondrial dysfunction and oxidative stress, and they don't really have telomere shortening. This is why Ron DePinel, for instance, I was talking about when he reversed aging in mice, he had to engineer mice to actually make them so they were aging like humans. The stick of dynamite with the shortest fuse is telomere shortening. We got to solve that one. Once we solve that one, there might be others that we have to solve afterwards. But the good news is that the same doctor that I just talked about, Ron DePinel, he's actually published a more recent paper showing that when he lengthened the telomeres in the mice, it solved the oxidative stress problems and the mitochondrial dysfunction problems too. And so the title of his paper was Telomere Shortening is the Kingpin of Aging. So it might be that some of the people are right that solving the telomere shortening problem might be all we need to do, and it might essentially make us immortal. I say essentially because we can still be run over by trucks. We can still be shot in bank robberies and things like that. So it's going to make us immortal only if we take really good care of ourselves. We're going to still have to exercise. We're going to have to really watch our, do our blood work, make certain our cholesterol is low and are healthy all over. And if we do all that, we can live an amazing number of years, and not just live those years, we can be healthy. My benchmark, my milestone that I always use to say that we have cured aging is when somebody, remember I said that there's this theoretical maximum of 125 years. A human cannot Yes. live longer than 125 years. But when somebody lives 130 years and they are healthy enough that they can run a 7-minute mile, that's when I'm going to say we have cured aging. And if nobody else does that, as you know, I'm a runner. If nobody else has done that by then, I'm going to be the one that does that.
Well, that's a great goal, and I bet you will. Tell us, as an aside, tell our listeners what your outstanding accomplishments have been in ultramarathons.
Okay, well, I've been an ultramarathon runner since the mid-90s, and I just got so addicted to ultramarathons are races where you run 50, 100 miles or even further. Nonstop. You just got to run. I just found I'm addicted to that kind of thing because of the adventure and exploring and stuff like that. It's a great way to go out and run 100 miles to go places where nobody else would ever go. So I got kind of addicted to it to the point where I started doing these things once a month. And a typical race would have like 100 to several hundred runners competing in the same race. And I would always finish in the bottom 10%, or sometimes I would finish absolutely dead last. That was a really common thing. I was okay with me. I was just very happy to finish. When I first started taking my first telomerase inducer, which was PA65, I ran, that was probably about 5 years ago, I'd say. I ran a race 3 weeks later, and I just was shocked as ever, because I suddenly found myself running faster than I should. And it just felt like I couldn't stop. The wind was pushing me on the back is what it felt like. But it wasn't doing it to everybody else. And so I was running past these other runners that normally beat me by hours. I'm running past them. I'm just putting my arms out like I don't know what's going on. And I ended up finishing that race ninth overall. There was 100 runners in that race. I won my age group. At the time, was my age group was 50 to 59. And it was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. And took me several weeks before it just dawned on me, oh, that was probably PA65. And so I continued to take it, and I've been doing well in my races ever since. Then even more, when Product D first came out, which was just last August, I started taking Product D. I just had another big explosion in my performance in ultramarathon running. And okay, I'm 60 years old. 60-year-olds are supposed to be very slow runners. We're supposed to be way in the back of the pack. You know, you see all these 20 and 30-year-olds come running into the finish line to win the race, and then the people, the spectators, stay around several hours to see the old 50 and 60-year-olds coming in. So there, people have been pretty surprised to see, like, for instance, I ran a 100-kilometer race, which is 62 miles, in Phoenix just last November. That was just a 2 months after I started taking Product B. And I came running in third place overall. And people just thought, well, I'm just some 40-year-old. You know, when the results were awarded and I was given first place for the 60 to 69 age group, that was pretty surprising to a lot of people. And so people have been asking me, what do I do? And I just say, you know, Product B and TA65 and all these other things that I mentioned. I did great. I'm doing really well at long distance. Then I ran a 5K race with a lot of runners in it, hundreds of runners in it, and I finished seventh overall. Now, in both these races, I was the only person over 40 in the top 10. And I'm 60 years old. This is unbelievable. So I am seeing results that don't make any sense. I'm the only 60-year-old that I know of that is setting all my PRs, I'm breaking, since I've been on Product D and both Product D and TA65, I have broken every distance record that I've ever run before. So my 100-mile distance, I've broken the record for that, my 100K, my 50-mile, my 50K, even the 5K, so the short distances too. This is like, come on, everybody, you all want to do this. This is so exciting. It feels so good to finish in a race like this and realize that you beat all these 30 and 40-year-olds.
And I do want to emphasize what you told me earlier, that these are not your products that you've made. These are products that you use, and it's Product B and TA. Is it T as in Tom, A, 65?
A as in Apple, 65. Let me correct you on one thing. We did discover Product B.
Oh, you did discover it.
Yeah, we did discover Product B, but Isagenix markets it. I also kind of, in a way, played a role in discovery of TA65 in that I did all the research at Geron Corporation, made all the discoveries that led up to the discovery of TA65, but I left the company and started Sierra Sciences several months before the product was actually discovered.
Well, what we're going to do is have another session with you. We'd like to have you back to talk more about this subject. This has been absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much, Dr. Andrews, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay. And listeners, thank you for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.